So one of the most famous cryptids known to the world is the Loch Ness Monster. Apparently, there is an elusive, dinosaur serpent-like creature swimming about this body of water and terrifying the Scots. Though, what if I told you that we have our own similar cryptid that may or may not be swimming amongst us? This yarn is about the Hawkesbury River Monster. Hello there and welcome. I'm your host Elle, and you're listening to one of many bizarre yarns. The meandering Hawkesbury River is 120 kilometres long, about half an hour away from Sydney, and full of excitement, according to tourism websites. Anyway, people that enjoy the outdoors spend their time on the banks having a picnic, or they'd be out leisurely cruising the winding waters, catching a fish or two, and even temporarily living out on the river on a houseboat. It appears to be a serene way to be in touch with nature and to escape urban life. Though, I'm not a travel guide. Let's get into the weird stuff. Anyway, as I said earlier, there is a cryptid rumoured to be swimming around in this particular river. Though, this isn't just some recent urban legend of some sort. Stories of a monster swimming in the Hawkesbury River had been common prior to European settlement. This creature of Aboriginal folklore is dubbed the Mulyawonk, and is described to be a serpentine creature that would attack women and children who dare go close to the river. It had been depicted in rock art, looking like a creature with a long neck, a tail, and four flippers. So, with most legends, the Aboriginal folks would tell the white settlers the stories that have been passed down to them for generations, and most would have just thought of it as that, a legend. However, over the decades, there have been sightings of these unknown creatures swimming in these waters. According to cryptozoologist Tony Healy, one of the earliest articles published about the mysterious aquatic creature in the Hawkesbury River was from 1912, with the title, Was It the Bunyip? The article detailed sightings of an alligator-like animal that was 4 feet in length. Though subsequent sightings of unknown creatures have been described to be different. A man named W.J. Riley was walking along with his brother at the terrace in Windsor when they saw a creature that was in a hole beneath the river's surface. Quote, "We saw a big ugly thing, 2 foot 6 inches to 3 foot in depth, with a length of about 5 to 6 feet, and of a yellowish or sandy colour. Whether its skin was scale-covered or not, we could not see. We watched for 15 minutes. It had a square-looking fish tail. It was not a pleasant-looking animal. I should certainly not care to be in the water and have it after me." Unquote. Apparently, the Hawkesbury River Monster was blamed for alleged reports of damaged, abandoned boats that had been discovered on the river. In the 1980s, there was a legend going around about a fisherman's terrifying encounter on the Hawkesbury. So the story goes as follows. This fisherman was out on the water in his boat, just like every other time. Everything was going all fine and dandy until he saw a shadow of a large dark creature underneath the surface of the river and disturbed the water around him. I suppose he was thinking, what the hell's going on? And the next thing he knew, he was flying. This mysterious creature slammed into the side of the boat and had flung him and the boat into the air. When he crashed back into the water, the fisherman instantly swam for his life, making his way towards the banks of the river to safety. But much to his terror, this thing was making a beeline straight towards him. The fisherman thought he'd be done for, but Lady Luck was on his side. The monster seemingly changed its mind and dove down deep into the water, abandoning the pursuit. In more recent times, specifically in December 2017, there was a video circulating around the internet taken by a family that was out on the river one day when they spotted an odd creature splishing and splashing about on the surface of the water. They weren't exactly sure what it was, but they described it to look somewhat human. The rumours about the Hawkesbury River monster reared its misshaped head again, but people speculated that the creature could have been a turtle or a seal or a dolphin. I've seen the video, and to me it looks like it might have been a seal on its back just playing with water. But anyway, what do I know? Now we get to the part where we ask, what is the Hawkesbury River monster? Could it really be a living prehistoric relic? An unknown species of aquatic animal? The skeptic's answer would be that this so-called monster is a mere urban legend, and here's why. Most of the stories and reports regarding the Hawkesbury River monster are merely only that. Stories. Much like most cryptid sightings and reports, there is very little tangible evidence to suggest that this monster exists. Additionally, descriptions as to what the monster looks like vary. While the collective imagination today pictures it as a living plesiosaur like the Loch Ness Monster, there have been descriptions of giant seahorses and alligators. It could be that it is mistaken identity. The people that have claimed to see this monster may have actually seen a turtle, a seal, or even a massive fish. Then they go and tell people that they saw something in the river, and it further feeds the legend of the monster. However, the lack of evidence doesn't mean that this thing is non-existent. Like I've said in previous episodes about cryptids, there's a lot about the animal world we haven't discovered just yet. It may be that this is a shy creature that hasn't been discovered just at the moment. And aside from Nessie and, well, Hessie, there have been numerous sightings of similar creatures in water all around the world, such as the Flathead Lake Monster in Montana, USA, and the bizarre corpse of the Zuyo Maru creature discovered by Japanese fishermen near New Zealand. Perhaps one day this creature will be captured and labelled. Anyway, what do you think? Is the Hawkesbury River monster a mere myth? Or is there a kernel of truth to the stories about it? Feel free to tell me your two cents. I know this episode is really short, but I'll be honest with you. I couldn't really find that much information about the monster, and the sources I found basically told me all the same thing. But if you know any more information about the Hawkesbury River monster, please let me know. So yeah, a short but sweet episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you like what you hear, please chuck me a decent rating. Otherwise, constructive feedback is always welcome. I know my uploading schedule has been whack lately, and I'm sorry for that. I've just got a lot of things going on at the moment. But also, it's been like a year since I uploaded my first episode. Time flies. It really does. And as always, spread the love. Recommend the podcast to your friends, family, co-workers, and the person in front of you at the queue to the checkouts. Lock your doors and windows, draw your curtains shut, and don't worry about the hairy creature in your yard. It's just the Easter Bunny. Enjoy your long weekend and stay safe. I'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in to Bizarre Yarns. This episode was researched, written, and edited by El Host. Now, we're all here to have a good time. We all have different backgrounds, ideas, and opinions, and I would like to ask you to please be respectful and mindful of other listeners and followers. If you have any questions or just want to give your two cents, contact me via email or Instagram, Twitter, all of which are in the show notes. Again, I'm grateful for you listening, and I look forward to the next yarn.